Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, people of God. Hallelujah. Beloved of God, we give God the glory this morning for who he is. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church service this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you had a good week on last week, and this is the beginning, amen, hallelujah, of a fresh new day. Amen. It's Sunday morning. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for that song. He has been good to us. He's been better than good. Hallelujah. How about that? Praise God, because we could have been dead and going, but he kept us. Amen. He kept us all night long. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today. I thank God for you, and you for allowing me to come into your home. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. So I'm thanking God, amen, for the lifting of our spirits this morning. I'm thanking God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, because we are blessed this morning. Come on, somebody, give God some praise, give God the glory this morning. Lift your hands up and tell him, thank you. Thank you, because he kept you all night long, and you got a fresh new start today, amen. Turn the page, amen, this morning, praise God. So I want to pray this morning before we start our Sunday morning service, hallelujah. I do have a word from the Lord, amen, hallelujah. As we know, praise God, God speaks to us, amen. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Father God, we just come and we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come and we bless your holy name, God, this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I pray, God, that you will open up the airways on today, oh God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, and touch each and every one. God, yes, Holy Ghost, as represented here, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you move upon their hearts this morning, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, open up their hearts this morning. They receive the word, the impartation, God, that you are going to give them today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, God, I ask that you break every yoke, God, that needs to be broken on this morning, Lord God. Yoke of discouragement, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yoke of oppression, depression, God. Break it today, Father God, and I pray for your divine healing, God, to come into the hearts of our people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I ask that you touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the very soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would give me a wisdom. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only comes from you, Father God. Oh God, stir up the gifts, stir up the gifts, stir up the gifts, stir up the gifts, stir up the prophetic gifts, stir up our gifts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Rabbi, oh Father, have thine own way, God, today, and move by your Holy Spirit from house to house, God, that all may be blessed on today, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now, God, for what you're going to do. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you, God, for the impartation. I keep hearing the word impartation. Yes, Holy Spirit, and God, I give you glory, God, and I honor your presence here this morning, God, as I sat down this morning. Oh, Holy Ghost, sit on me this morning, God. I thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Bless and praise y'all. Glory to God. We thank and praise God on this day. Today, I want to take us to a familiar scripture today, and the scripture is going to be 1 Peter. 1 Peter, glory to God, 5 and verse number 10. The Lord want to talk to us today, amen, because hallelujah, there's been some things that's going on in the world today, but the Lord said this is the big payback. Somebody say the big payback time. Amen. It's the big payback time. Amen. Because God, hallelujah, is moving by his Holy Spirit in the midst of all that is going on. It's the big payback time for the people of God. They're standing, amen, and waiting on the Lord, believing in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, obeying the Lord, walking up right before him. It is the big payback that time, yes, Holy Ghost. So today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. The scripture says, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after, somebody say, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle you. So what is God saying now? When I looked at the NIV version, it says, and the God of all grace, who called you, come on, you, to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. When I began to study what God
We're saying 1 Peter 5, it sets the foundation for the day. The context of the chapter before is that the elect mission is me and you. The elect will experience hardship, suffering, and harm. When persecuted, people tend to take flight or fight. Come on, somebody. Depending on their conviction. The point of the letter is to encourage the followers of Christ. Here at the end of the letter, we see Peter's prayers for the elect exiles scattered throughout Pontus, Pilate, and Galatia, Cappadocia. Praise God. So Peter is talking, he's praying for the people, letting them know, praise God, hallelujah, that there is some things that take place in our lives, but God says it is the big payback time now, praise God. And what I'm saying is today, and I look at the word settle can be defined as to make out a compensation for a claim, to pay a debt, to put in order, to arrange as desired, to agree to fix in advance. Come on, I want y'all to hear me this morning. To be established as a resident of a place. To be established as a resident of a place. To restore calmness and comfort to come to rest. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, I need some rest right now, praise God. There is so much going on. I need rest. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. To lay the foundation, to settle one's soul as in fixing it in a place. When I take a look at, praise God, to settle, amen, praise God, it just blessed my soul, praise God. But he also said to perfect, to mend, to what has been broken or rent. Come on, to repair and to complete. Oh, come on, somebody. We talk about establishing somebody, praise God, to make stable. See, God is talking to us today to place firmly, to set fast the fix in every good work, and word make them stable and firm. This is our God, y'all, we are talking about. And then he said, I'll strengthen you to make you strong. Strengthen as one soul. In this case, it's similar to any of the definitions. May God settle you. May God, come on, I'm talking to you this morning, praise God. May God settle you. God will make out a compensation for your claims. Come on, I'm going to talk. It's a big payback time now. He will pay your debt. He will put your life in order. He will sort you out well ahead of time. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you. He will establish you in this land. Come on. He will restore calmness and comfort to you. He will make your life to enjoy rest. Come on, Holy Ghost. God loves to settle his people, and he always does. He will do, amen, praise God, for you too. He is not a debtor. And we want to talk to us today because God says, amen, praise God. No matter what you go through, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He wants to settle you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget the works. Come on. He won't forget your works and labor of love. I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit said. I just don't want you to hear words. I want you to get it in your spirit. I want you to plant it in your heart, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, which you have shown towards his name. Come on. And that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Ah, God didn't forget about you, praise God. He didn't forget about the works that you did, amen, behind the scenes. He didn't forget. And a lot of times, praise God, we got to be careful because we always want everybody to give us accolades on the outside. And you know, you find now, praise God, even in the midst of the pandemic, praise God, everybody want to do the show, amen, tell them what they're doing, praise God. But sometimes we do things in the behind the scenes that God sees, amen. He said, for God is not he's not unrighteous to forget the works of your labor of love. Whatever you're doing, praise God, for the Lord. Come on, somebody say, for the Lord. He has not forgotten you, praise God. It is, yes, it's a big payback time. And through all ages, God has always compensated. Somebody say, God has always compensated his people, amen, or grant them settlement. I want you to get that word in your spirit. Settlement, praise God. David was the last of his father's 8 sons. We always talk about David because David is a great example. He always been used as an errand boy, looking after the family sheep and going from place to place and to another, praise God. Whenever a blessing is coming to Jesse's family, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, they will forget him, praise God. But God is watching. Somebody say, God is watching. God is watching over me. God is seeing what I'm doing. God, yes, Holy Spirit. When the time was right, God sent Samuel for his compensation. His father, prophet Samuel, and all the 7 brothers could not sit down, praise God, and we talked about that, until David arrived from the field. Yes, David, glory to God, we talked about a little bit about this last week, how David was in the field, and even though when Samuel came, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, they went through all the sons, praise God, but David was still in the field, praise the Lord Jesus, but hallelujah, he was not forgotten by God. God was in the business of repaying his people back for the goodness that they have done to others. David was a worker in the field. He was one, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, tending the sheep and doing the work what God has called him to do, his assignment from the Lord, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So they had to get him to come, amen, the one that was forgotten in the field, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, Jesus. But God say it's a big payback time for the people of God that's standing on the front line, that's doing the work of the ministry, that's putting his name out, praise God, that's still lifting him up, praise God, that's still praying, praise God, that's still laboring, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God did not forget about you. God will settle you. You may have been despised, undermined, neglected, forgotten, but God will personally handle your settlement. Get that in your spirit today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. God will handle your settlement. The anointing for settlement will rest upon you afresh today, praise God. I decree it over your life today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. When God's settlement, glory to God, he is the best one that can pay anything back, praise God. We got our jobs, praise God. And you know how sometimes, hallelujah, when you're in a job and they said, you know what, you don't no longer have this job, so what we're going to do, we're going to draw you up a settlement, praise God, and we want to give you all your back pay. But that's what God said, I'm going to do, praise God. I'm going to give you all your back pay. I want you to get it in your spirit today, praise God, what you believe in God for to do in your life, praise God. He said, I did not forget about your labor of love. I didn't forget about why you was in the field, praise God. I didn't forget about the night that you walked the floor. I didn't forget about the time you cried, praise God. I didn't forget it when you were despised and undermined, neglected, and forgotten. I didn't forget about you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Here goes another one. And I want to talk to us today because God is going to bring settlement to his people. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Anybody ready for this settlement? Anybody ready for the anointing for settlement? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Anybody ready for a fresh anointing today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ruth was such a faithful and pleasant lady, praise God. We all know who Ruth was, praise God, but how she suffered in the early parts of her life. And I guess it would have been hard for her culturally as a Moabite to marry an Israelite man because she was one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that served another God. But God had a plan for her. God was going to lift her up, praise God. She did not know the true and living God, but she got to know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, by knowing Naomi, praise God. But here, praise God, she's going to marry a man, an Israelite man, but God didn't give her just any old body. My God, I give you the glory. Yes, Holy Ghost. God did not give her any old body, praise God. But she did. After about 10 years of marriage, her husband died without having any child for him. No Moabite man would want to marry her again. That's what the world says, praise God. That's what they said, praise God. Hallelujah. But God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me, praise God. Then the only companion she had was her mother-in-law, wanted to go back to Canaan and to leave Ruth by herself. But listen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, she was not going nowhere. Why? Praise God, we always talked about, she said, I'll serve the God that you serve. But Ruth knew, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, there is something about this woman. There's a God, praise God, that I don't know too much about. But watching this woman's life, praise God, I will not go back. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, Jacob Oshanda. Tell somebody, I will not go back. I will press forward because God got a great big payback for me. God seen my labor of love. God seen what I did behind the scenes. Glory to God. She must have been greatly troubled. Her mother-in-law pressed her to stay in Moab, but she declined and followed. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. Do you have anybody right now that you decline, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit, but knowing that God has connected you with a divine helper, that God is the one that connects you. A lot of time, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because she knew and she saw through the eyes of God, no matter where she been, but she was with this woman, praise God. But she followed, praise God, her mother-in-law. Even then in Canaan, she can only be married to someone related to her husband by tradition. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today, praise God. Somebody say, God is orchestrating my steps. You better understand, God is orchestrating your steps. He is, He will lead you and guide you to all truths. But we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. God honored her faithfulness. Hear what the Holy Ghost saying today. We have to be faithful to the things of God. God honored her faithfulness by arranging her conversation. Oh, come on, somebody give God the glory, because God honored her, and God said it was time for her big payback. She was divinely connected. Hear what the Holy Ghost say. Holy Ghost. She was divinely connected with a wealthy man called Boaz. Oh, come on, somebody, who happened to be the choice of the choices of kinsmen to her late husband. God got a plan for your life, a plan of good and not of evil, a plan to bring you to that one expecting, and y'all know that is my scripture. God will bring you to that end. All you got to do is follow his path. God will make the crooked places straight. If you want them to be straight, God will put you in alignment. If you want to be in alignment, don't miss your blessing. Somebody said, don't miss your blessing. It is time for the big payback. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Boaz happened to be the great grandfather of David. Come on, and therefore, in the lineage of Jesus. Come on. You are here, and you just lost somebody very dear to you, maybe. I don't know. Or you could have lost anything. Praise God. God will compensate you with a greater blessing. Mahlon and Chalon, Dot, come on, that was the one, all glory to God, that was married, amen, to Naomi, daughter-in-law. But Boaz came. Whenever your Boaz may mean, may God connect you to him or her or your blessed. God has already established you. Come on, somebody. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today. God has already established you. You have to know, praise God, hallelujah, what the Lord is doing in your life. You might not see it right now, praise God, but there is an orchestration of the Lord's hand in your life. Ah, come on, somebody. You went from one place to another place. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And God was orchestrating your steps. You might not have what you want yet, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, but God says, I am leading you, I am guiding you to all truth. I want to get you to the place of your blessing. Though you went through some things and you probably was talked about, scandalized, disrespected, praise God, abandoned, praise God, all those things, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. I want you to say it. God has a plan for my life. No longer will you sit, praise God, and wonder what God is doing in your life. The Lord has a plan, and he will bring you to that expected end. He will settle you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. When I was looking and reading, I came across different things to talk about today. Different stories of somebody else's story. Not my story. Here, praise God. This man, as I was reading and studying, he said, my father retired from a civil service as a foreman in 1978, he said. He was supposed to be hired for persecution. He was denied the promotion because he would not convene with his superiors to lie. Come on, I want you to talk to me today. We don't have to lie. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. We don't have to utter a word, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We don't have to conspire in life. Somebody say, God has already mapped it out. God, however, settled him miraculously. While waiting for his gratuity after retirement, he got a letter promoting him twice. Come on, I want to talk to us today. And backdating his promotion 8 months back to reflect in his gratuity, and monthly conversation, that was only God. Come on, somebody. God did not forget about your labor of love. They did one thing. Oh, come on, somebody. But God stepped in and did something greater. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Your settlement is coming. I want you to talk to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Somebody come with me today and say, my settlement is coming. My God, I give you the glory. Look at Joseph. Joseph was serving faithfully in his master's house. Potiphar's wife casted her eyes on him and began to seduce him, entice him, and persuade him. Joseph refused, which caused him great pain. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, cut it up, I'll show you. At most, if he had agreed with what she tried to do, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. He would have just been a secret lover to a sugar mama. Come on, somebody. Not too long, God compensated him greatly. He became the commander of Pharaoh's house, the controller of Egypt, and an in-law to the priest of On, and the most reverend man at after the king. You are here. It's like you were suffering for taking a good stand. Come on, somebody. The devil was telling you that if you had compromised, things could have been better for you. Come on, I want to talk to us today. God says, I tell you not to worry. He said, I will compensate you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That is coming your way will be greatly outweigh what you have missed. No matter what was going on, he stayed faithful to God. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. He was faithful to the Lord. And God blessed him, second in command. Ha, it was said, amen, hallelujah. At one time, praise God. Somebody say, God will compensate me. God will give me the big payback. I want you to talk to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't go left, go right. Come on, I want to talk to us today, praise God. You might be standing, praise God, in the midst of temptation, hallelujah, and miss the whole thing. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. But God is here today, praise God, telling you not to compromise, not to lie, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Whatever you lost in life, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. No matter who walked out on you, no matter how you've been abandoned, praise God, no matter how you've been talked about, no matter how you've been neglected, praise God, there's a big payback that's coming for you. You got to stick and stay, kneel and pray, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because God has a plan for your life. Somebody shout today with me. It's called the big payback, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And I think I'm hearing something, praise God, yes, God. God uses song, praise God, and I can hear, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. James Brown is the big payback, praise God. I think that's what I'm hearing in my spirit, the big payback, because God will give you a big payback. There's a conversation that's coming to you, praise God. There's some good things that's coming to you, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says God will perfect you. God will establish you. God will strengthen you, and God will settle you. I want you to talk to me today, praise God. That's Holy Ghost. It was said of a lady that sponsored his fiance through the military academy. These are some stories I came across. Friends and family advised her against it. She sponsored, but she wouldn't listen. When the guy finished, he jilted her and married someone else. I don't know, God know what he's saying today. Her life was a wreck. Through pastor counseling, she resumed her life back. Somebody say, take your life back. God then compensated her big time. She was divinely connected to a senior military officer as her husband. Hear what the Holy Ghost said. Glory to God. Who her former fiance was an aide in the camp to. The young officer had to open the door for her every time and carry her bag and refer to her as madam. Oh, come on, somebody. God, turn that thing around. Somebody say, God is turning some things around for me in the name of Jesus. We don't have to fight. We don't have to grumble. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We don't have to take revenge because God will get revenge back. Praise God. But in a more subtle way. And if we take our hands out of things, amen, praise God, God will do the impossible. May God settle you beyond your dreams today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Even though all that he did to her, praise God, she paid his way, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He had to end up open. open the door for her. Praise God, because God divinely connects her heart to somebody else. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, beyond her own understanding. The same way with Ruth, praise God. The same way with David, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants you to hear the word of the day, praise God. Yes, God. I thank you, brother, for what you are doing for your people, Father God. You are not forgotten. My God, I hear the Holy Ghost. You are not forgotten. God knows where you're at, praise God. He knows how to settle you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Luke 5, 1 to 10, you can read it at your time. The Bible tells us how Peter and Andrew had toiled all night to catch fish, and they caught nothing. And as they were washing their nets to go home, Jesus asked that they borrow him the use of their nets to, their boat and to preach. After preaching, he asked them to launch out in the daytime to catch fish. They caught so much fish that their boat began to sink. Just hear what the Holy Ghost saying to you today. All you have to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God is divinely doing something great in your life. You can't see it. You can't perceive it, because faith is not to be seen. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. That's why you got to get up every day. Come on, this is Sunday morning service. With great expectation. Have you ever got up with somebody, praise God, that's Holy Ghost, that get up so nasty in the morning, wipe out everything that you thought about that was good? But I decree and declare that God will silence the voice of that enemy, that you will get up with great expectation and believe and trust God and say, Lord, I thank you for my journey. God, I thank you for what you're going to do. God, I thank you, Lord God, what you already have done. You got to begin to give God the praises like never before. I don't see it, but I'm going to praise you in advance. I'll come on, somebody give God the glory this morning. I praise you, God, for the big payback already, God. I praise you, God, because God don't have to do nothing, but God says it in the most chanda. I am watching over my word to perform that what I've already spoken. If I said it, it shall come to pass, saith the Lord thy God. The Bible says, amen. In John 6 and 8 and 13, you can read it at your appointed time, praise God. The same thing happened to the lad. Jesus took his bread and his fishes to feed the 5,000 men. After the people had eaten, there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. Biblical history says all these was taken to the home of the little boy, the little lad. Everything that was left over. Come on, somebody. I give God the glory. No matter what they did, God repaid everybody for their good. Whatever good that they did in life, praise God, there was a big payback. What are you doing for the Lord? What are we doing for God today, praise God? Will there be a big payback? Yes, Holy Ghost. There will be a big payback, saith the Lord thy God. God wants this word to go into your spirit. God wants the word to take residence. God wants you to begin to start proclaiming over your life. Stop saying what you don't have and start saying what you do have. Make a way, praise God. God will make a way in your wilderness. I hear your Holy Ghost. God will make a way, praise God. The water will not overflow you because there's a big payback time. God, see your labor of love. I have a word to reassurance for someone today. God said he will repay for your sacrifice. I will pay you back, he said. My God, I give you the glory. I want to say that again. I have a word of reassurance for somebody. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. God says he will repay your sacrifice. sacrifice. Glory to God, glory to God. I will pay you back, he said. God will settle you. It might appear to be long, praise God, but your compensation is surely, it will surely come. Somebody say, it will surely come. God knows what he's doing. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. God knows what he is doing. Somebody shout with me, praise God. God knows what he is doing. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Because God wants you to get it in your spirit. There is something big coming from us. And God knows what he's doing. Be in expectation. Get up in the morning. Tell God, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for a sound mind. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Praise God. Thank you. I'm able to open my mouth and praise you again, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm so loud. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on. My mind.
My mind is made up.
Come on, let's make one big choir. Come on.
I'm
sold out. Come on, open the balcony, say,
that that's the reason I am sold out. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What do we mean? God is going to settle you. Praise God. Believe. The Bible says, amen. Hallelujah. Believe that he is and that he does reward. Come on. I want you to know that God rewards. He's a rewarder. Amen. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, come on, must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking him this morning? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Without faith, come on, I want you to talk to me this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Know and obey his instructions. Praise God. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous. Come on, I want you to hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. He said, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good. Do I have to read that one more time? Praise God, because I want you to really get this in your spirit. The book of the law, the book, the Bible, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Great success. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Don't owe God. I want you to hear me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because I just ministered to this son of Oshanda, to a young lady. She didn't know, praise God, why she was going through all that she was going through. Praise God. And God was not moving for her. And the Holy Spirit dropped it in my spirit and began to tell her to read the book of Malachi. Some of y'all don't want to hear it because you don't want to hear about finances, but that is the thing that God desires, and that's the only thing that he asked from us, to give him what belongs to him. And he didn't ask you for 100%. He asked you for 10% of what you have. And when you do that, praise God, you will see the blessings fall on you. You will see success. You will see settlement. You will see God perfecting you. God, he said, I'll even rebuke the devourer for your sake. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Will a man rob God? Yeah, you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have you robbed me? In your tithes and your offerings. It is a big payback time, praise God. God, no matter what you give God, God will give it back to you 100 times over. We got to be obedient to the word. It's a command from God. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. And I got to give you what God, I don't hold back what God give me. I say, because I want to see you blessed. I want to see the doors begin to open. I want to see God rebuke the devourer for your sake. I want to see the eater, praise God, be eaten up, praise God. Every seed that you get in your hand, the enemy want to take it because you're not doing what God has called you to do. It is a big payback time. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. But the God of all grace, somebody say, but the God of all grace, 1 Peter 5:10, hold on to that word. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, I will make you perfect. I will establish you. I will strengthen you, and I will settle you. Holy Ghost of Kadadaboshanda, perfect all that concerns us. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. God will do it for you. Somebody say, God will do it for you. God will do it for you. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Lord God shall pour on you a refreshing rain so that your rivers will be filled and your land shall blossom. Come on. And blossom
and yielded the harvest in your due season in the name of Jesus. We're going to keep praying to God. The Bible says in Ezekiel 34 and 26, I pray with you this morning. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. This morning that your feet will take you to the land of honor. Your dreams, your focus, your mission, your desire, your expectation. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Your ambitions will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. The Lord shall pour a refreshing rain upon you. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 12, yes, Holy Spirit, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. Are you seeing right today? Yes, Holy Spirit, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Whatever God has spoken over your life, my God, I give you the glory. The Lord said, I will hasten to perform that word which I spoke over your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And Jehovah said, that's another version. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And Jehovah said unto me, thou hast well seen. Thou hast well seen. I want you to see today. Praise God. Thou hast well seen. I am watching over my word to do it. What are you believing God to do in your life? He said, I will settle you. I will make you establish. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory, because he's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. No matter what you have went through, no matter what you have lost, no matter who walked out on you, praise God. God has a perfect plan for you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You got to understand who your God is. Your God is a big God that's doing big things in this season, saith the Lord thy God. I don't know what you're believing God for today, praise God, but I hear the Holy Ghost all week long. It is a big payback time, praise God, for my people. You shall see the rain of glory coming upon your life. You shall see the rain of glory coming upon your marriage. You shall see the rain of glory, amen, opening new doors for you. You shall see the rain of glory. My God, I give you the glory on your finances. I decree over you today, praise God, whatever the enemy is trying to hold back from you or trying to get you off track, I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus that it will not succeed. You will walk in the destiny that God has called you to walk in, and God will make every crooked place straight in your life, saith the Lord thy God. Holy Ghost, fire upon you. Oh, yes, God, I thank you right now, God, for what you're doing. Whatever he's trying to hold back, I hear the Holy Spirit said, I will open that door for you. You will be promoted at the point in time. You will get that new house at the point in time. You will get that new car at the point in time. The finances will come at the point in time. Saith the Lord, don't you lose heart. Don't you lose heart. Many people are losing heart. Praise God. They're getting depressed and oppressed because they don't see nothing coming. But I hear the Lord says, if you only wait through the persecution, if you only wait, praise God, I will do that what I say I was going to do over your life, because God said, I'm hastening to perform my word over your life, saith the Lord thy God. Open up your hearts, open up your hearts, and receive the word of the Lord today. The Lord is moving by his mighty power. It's called the movement of the Holy Ghost. And I decree and declare divine intervention in your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare right now, praise God, divinely God will connect you with who you need to be connected with to take you to that next place. Every place that God said in his word today, he connected the right person to their lives, amen. But I decree today that God said it's already done. All you got to do is believe and trust in him. All you got to do, the God of the Most High, God said it's only we believe what he's going to do in our life. He will do it, because he said, I hasten my word to perform it. My God, I give you glory. I pray today the anointing of settlement will rest upon you freshly today. Fresh today, saith the Lord thy God. I give God the glory today. Praise God for what he is doing. Yes, Holy Ghost.
We thank God for the word today, Hamashanda, because God knows what he's doing. And I want you to write it down today. It is the big payback time, saith the Lord thy God. Put a date beside it, because it surely shall come to pass, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And some of you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, need to go back to God and say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I don't want to miss my blessing. And if you already repent, don't hold it to your charge. Because God has already heard it, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is going to get you to that place. But you got to believe and trust in him. If you never did anything in this season, trust him to bring you out victoriously. Come on, somebody, victoriously, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we give God the glory today, praise God. We got a couple minutes. Yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God. And I'm going to close out in prayer. Amen. But I want to click on a button today, praise God. Yes, I brought the button up today, and I'm going to ask Pastor Willamae Burgess, amen, to have a couple words, amen. You will be on the line. All you got to do is speak, amen, praise God. Pastor Willamae Burgess, I'm just going to give you a little time, amen, to say what you want to say, amen, praise God, about the big payback time. I'm clicking on the button right now, and you can go ahead and talk, amen, praise God.
Thank you,
Pastor
Lord Jesus.
Pastor Willamae Burgess.
Thank you.
Come
thank
on.
You, Pastor Willamae Burgess. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. When
yes.
God told me that, what I was going through, he spoke to me and he told
Come
me
on.
He was going to bless my latter days more than he did my beginning.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Then I was wondering, Lord Jesus, have your way. What you going to do, Lord? What you going to do?
Come on.
The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, for 75 years, hallelujah,
Come
you
on.
Were nearsighted. Now you 76 and you can see good, very good,
Come on.
And very
Come
good.
On.
Don't even need to wear no glasses, no contact lens.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You can, but I let you see that just one of the things he says he was going to do. Hallelujah. So never forget, no matter what you're going through,
Come
hallelujah,
on.
God, don't matter how it may look, God still knows, and God still will. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Jesus, for this time and opportunity.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Do Elder want to say anything this morning to me to praise God? He's on the air if he want to speak. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Come on, Uncle. Come on, Elder.
Yes, he's the problem solver. He's speaking
Come on,
from somebody
Elder.
That's been there, and he brought me through. Yeah.
Come on.
So, you know,
Thank you,
all
Jesus.
You got to do is put your trust in him, and it's going to work. Yeah.
All right.
You don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. He supplies
on,
all your needs.
Amen.
All
Come
you
on.
Gotta do is say, Lord, it's in your hand.
Yeah.
It's
Come
up
on.
To you. And he will bring
all
you
right.
through. And y'all all have right. a good, blessed day. Thank you.
All right now. Love you, love you, love you. Love you. Thank
love
you for
you
that.
More. Love
we
you
all
love
need
you.
To hear that. All right. I'm still on. Don't go nowhere. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Pastor McNeil, come on.
Hallelujah. I don't know if
All
you
right,
can hear me.
All right, you're on the air,
now.
Pastor. Come on.
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm trying to figure this
yes,
thing
I
out.
Yes, I can. I can hear you. We can hear
oh,
you.
Oh, we can hear you. Amen. I just want to say first thank you. I listened to your show faithfully, but I think this one, it was so profound for everyone. It was so many points you hit on. I don't have enough time to talk about all of them. But for me, I sit back and I sometimes, and you guys talked about how we go in our head and we allow the enemy to say, that this is not going to happen. God forgot about you. Why is he taking
yes.
so long? And like the enemy is asking us so many questions. And my point was like, why do I sit and listen and contemplate the enemy when I know God has showed up many times on his own time.
Come on.
It's not my time, because God has a plan. He knows what date, what time, what minute, what hour. It's his way and not my way. And I had to get to the point where I had to let the enemy know. A lot of times we just don't shut the enemy up. We sit and listen, and we allow him to walk us out of the will of God. So we have to, one of the things I was thinking, we really have to shut him up. Amen.
All
because
right.
If God has showed up,
amen.
He's going to show up. Like, he's going to show up. And the other point I
come
just want to make, because he even got me started. The other point, when you were talking about the big payback, amen, glory to God for the big payback.
Come on,
when you were talking about it, the Holy Spirit allowed me to think, yeah, it's a big payback, but when is you going to pay me back? When is you going to pay me back for all the times I was there for you? When you going to pay me back for all the times I kept my word? Now it's your turn to keep your word. You know what I mean? Now it's your time to give me what I asked of you. Be it your 10%, be it your prayer life, be it your worship, be it your fellowship, be it your service. It's the big payback
all
time.
Right.
Now it's time
big
for you to move, because when you move, I'm a move. And it's just like that.
All
when
right.
you move, I'm a move. Amen.
Move.
Glory to God. I don't want to take up a lot of time because
I
sit and I listen. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much to tell everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that God wants us, amen, to do our part, and he will do his part. Yes, it is time for the big payback for the saints of God. What did I say? Praise God. Stick and stay, kneel and pray. Amen. Praise God. All you got to do is trust and believe that he is going to do it. Praise God. And remember, praise God, every morning when you get up in the morning, I don't care how sad and what happened on the day before, you get up with great expectation and you say, God, what do you want me to do for you today? Praise God, and let God do what he's going to do in your life, because yes, it is time for the big payback, saith the Lord thy God. And watch God move his mighty hand upon your life. Amen. Praise God. I'm getting ready to close, y'all. I got excited because what the Lord has said. I got excited, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, because whatever happened in your life, praise God, God has a plan, amen. He will turn the evil into the good. My God, I give you the glory. What the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it for your good. And yes, he will establish you. Yes, he will settle you. Yes, he will perfect you, praise God. So we thank and praise God today. I want to do a couple of shout outs, and I'm going to pray us out today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I want to do, you know, today it is set aside today. And I thought about our family today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I want to give a shout out. It's three birthdays on this one day in my family. Praise God. One is my daughter's birthday. Praise God. Lakia Moore. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. The next one, praise God, is Leroy Burgess, which is my brother. So glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Happy birthday, Leroy. Praise God. And then we got Robert. Praise God, a.k.a. we call him Peanut, praise God, my cousin's birthday on today. So we got all three birthdays on this one day. So God, thank God for them, praise God, and they're still here to celebrate. So I thank God for you, and you for being here today, praise God, with me on Mount Carmel Church today, praise God, hallelujah. Remember, praise God, get your faith seed in your hand, praise God, you may send your seed in. Don't let the eater eat your seed. Begin to bless ministry. Even if you don't want to bless this one, go somewhere and put a seed in the ground, praise God, that you can bring back a harvest. Amen, praise God. We are listener supported. We are listener supported. We do all the time on the air. So if you want to bless the ministry, praise God, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't get paid for what we do. We do it unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for you. I thank God, amen, for allowing me to come into your home. Praise God. But remember the word of the Lord today. today. Whatever happens this week, God says it's the big payback time. Keep on doing what you're doing for the Lord and watch God move in your life. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask, God, that you continue, God, to step into our lives, oh God. Oh God, I pray that you will bless every home that's represented here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I even thank you for the words, God, that was even spoken, God, through your servants, God, not too long ago, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you will bless them, God, above measures, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you will lift up every soul, God, under the sound of my voice, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you release a miraculous blessing in their lives. God, you said if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in his way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I speak it right now, God. I speak blessings. I speak blessings. I speak blessings and breakthrough promotions over their lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you said, God, what you're going to do, God, how you're moving by your Holy Spirit, God, how you're leading by the Holy Ghost power, God. I thank you that you're leading us, God. I thank you that you're making every crooked place straight in our lives, oh God. Thank you for preparing us, God, for greater, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask, Father God, that you'll continue to move in the lives of those that are the Moshanda, in their families, God. Oh, God, go back. God, to the very foundation of their lives, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the labor of love for your people, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you anoint us afresh, God. You anoint us for settlement, God. That you anoint us to bless you, God. That you anoint us, God, to do the work of the ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I decree a fresh anointing. I decree a fresh anointing. I decree a fresh anointing over their lives right now, God. Oh, God, wake up their spirit, God. Wake us up, God. Shake us again, oh, God. Wake us up, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes up, that we may see, God, the glory, God, that we may see the glory of what you're doing in our lives, in our family lives, in our children lives. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, how we're planting our feet on a solid rock, and that solid rock is called Jesus, and we are blessed, God, because we have Jesus in our lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we call on the name of the Lord, we shall be blessed. I hear the Lord, as we call on the name of the Lord, we shall be blessed, saith the Lord thy God. And Father, we give you glory. We give you glory, Father. We give you glory, Jesus. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I have a song for you. Happy Sunday, everybody. God bless you. And don't forget, tomorrow night, you'll fix at 6. With no other, come on, somebody. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. Amen, tomorrow night. God bless you all.
Mighty God, I bless your name. Holy One, I worship you, for you are God by yourself. You are God by yourself. sanctuary, you're still the same. All creation will shout your name, for you are God of yourself. Oh God, you are God of yourself. Oh, for who you are, I bless your name, oh God. For who you are, I worship you. For you are God of yourself. Oh God, oh God, you're God of yourself. Nobody else like you. None compares to you.
You are God by yourself.
Lift your hands wherever you are. Declare it.
H-U-A.
Oh, love.
All
of creation.
All creation.
Woo!
Shout your name.
Oh,
God
by
yourself.
Oh, love. From the bottom of my heart, I give you glory.